Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's Weekend Breakfast.
I am John Holmes.
Well, Mr. Bizzle, I like this.
Bonus ball. My husband thinks it's okay to lie to our children.
The haters gonna hate. Death by jug of soup. We put it into the file mark. Topical Victorian humour. Definitely not correct.
Jesus Christ, Fantan!
Paid intern Cornelius.
As if you've ever been with a lady.
Ginger Dave. Probably won't work.
Bosh.
The confused mind of an intern smeared all over your breakfast. That's how it works. Lethal Bizzle.
Is dead.
A number of celebrities can win some meat.
Because it's a Saturday.
Is there no God?
The phone number of a dead man. Is anyone you know? It's a music legend.
I hate this show more than I hate genocide.
Remember the teeth, tongue and lips.
What? We were just in vocal warmth there, but in turn, Ronnie's.
What are you doing?
What's the matter?
Are you being weird?
No, I was joining in.
Oh.
Don't, it hurts.
Ronnie, we haven't talked about this on air, but it's worth mentioning, because I was saving this for the podcast, that Ronnie.
Smashed up face, hasn't she?
She's got a smashed up face. She looks like...
Quagmire from Family.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. Because what's happened... Right, do you want to tell us what's happened? Or can you talk?
What would you like me to say?
Well, just what's happened to your face?
It's swelled up.
Yes. You look like Quagmire from Family Guy, who has made Sweet Sweet Love with Buzz Lightyear.
Giggity.
And they've had a child, but that child, right, its face isn't big enough yet. Well, that child is gone, and he's gone and got off when he's an adult. There's nothing funny about it. He's gone and got off with American Dad.
Mm.
Yeah. The late Jimmy Hill. And Moonface from the Faraway Tree Books.
I don't know who they are.
They've had a child, and it's got your face.
You've got a stupid face. That's what we're trying
to do. What happened to your face, Ronnie?
I had an operation.
Yes.
Oh, don't make it all serious.
Yeah,
we can't take the mic.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Was it a serious
weirdly,
operation?
It was on a foot. So.
Good one.
Thanks. Yeah, so what happened?
I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't supposed to happen, but it happened.
Judging by our regular feature thicker than Ronnie, I didn't know you had any.
No.
I have... Huh? Had some
teeth.
Oh my days, this is almost a sentence.
I know.
I had three taken out.
Okay, how many have you got?
One left.
Right. Why did they leave that in?
Because it's underneath the, it hasn't broken through the gum, so just gonna leave it.
This is like Casualty Live now, isn't it?
Okay.
Hospital watch.
Yeah.
But no, what's happened is poor old Ronnie, her face does look, because obviously it's bruised. And it has swollen up, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like you've been punched in the face now, doesn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't meant to swell, though, apparently. I didn't get a warning about it, because it's quite rare that it
welcome to man's world.
Pardon?
What?
I don't understand.
Moving on. So, poor Ronnie's got an injured face, is the gist of this.
Yeah, here's the podcast.
Ow.
So she can't laugh, because it's really hurting her. Anyway, welcome. Hello. Hi.
Hi
there. Hi. It's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show podcast. Hello, regular discerning listener. There's stuff in it, as usual, of course. There's probably this.
The verb in my headphones.
What are you calling it?
Oh, no. It'll be good. You could put a clip of something there.
Yes, good. Yeah, there's a little bit of this.
Rossages and mash.
And there. And probably...
Of course.
Probably some of this.
Excuse me, what's your name?
And, of course... This. Mutton flaps. And also, weirdly, a goose on a space hopper. Don't do the... You can't do it now. You're not doing it. You've got to edit that in.
I did edit it in.
No, you just went boing.
Prove it.
Wait. Superman just flew past the window.
Yeah.
Silently.
We're in a soundproof studio, so...
That was nice, though.
I mean, there's literally traffic outside that we can't hear.
He flew around the inside.
Superman just flew into the studio.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, Marcel Marceau has just walked in. Hello. He's a mime.
Okay. Oh, he's with Teller from Penn and Teller.
And Stephen Hawking. Because he's got a joke for us. Yay! Yeah. Professor Stephen Hawking, of course. does a joke, doesn't he? Does the setup to a joke on the show on a Saturday, and the punchline is only available here on the podcast. It's like a lolly stick of yesteryear. It's like a lolly stick where you used to. Do you remember the lolly? Do you remember the lolly? Do you remember the lolly stick when you went? Do you remember the lolly stick when you went over to the man with the lolly and you said it like a Mr. Whippy? Do you remember the?
Now I want to speak about Chupa Chups, okay?
That's not the sort of lolly.
Oh, okay.
It's a different sort of lolly.
Sorry.
That's the sort of lolly that Cheryl Cole punched someone in the face for. Lest we forget. So lollies. Yes. They had a joke, didn't they, on the stick, and then to get to the punchline, which was hidden under the lolly, you had to suck off the lolly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So it's like that, but audible.
Well, I mean, why don't you just, I mean, Professor Hawking's here, why don't you just ask him about it?
Professor Stephen Hawking.
Hello, everyone. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. We've met before.
I know, but I've tried to erase it from my powerful robot mind.
Well done for saying all of that stuff about black holes and God earlier this week.
To be honest, John, I just make it up as I go along. I could say anything and people believe me because they think I'm smart. I think of a couple of seemingly clever, unprovable things to say first thing in the morning and then, in truth, I just spend the rest of the day watching porn on Mushroom Tube.
Yes, I know.
Still, at least I don't have to waste my time editing my voice into this like that knob and Cornelius.
Yes, Cornelius is an idiot.
Although, to be fair, as you do this voice, you have created a load of work for yourself.
Yes, I've created a load of work for myself.
Yeah.
You have to make this bit.
Yes, so I'm aware of that, Stephen Hawking. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it. It's fine.
John has to make the Stephen Hawking thing because he can only do it on his laptop.
No. Don't ruin the illusion of Professor Stephen Hawking being here.
I forgot about that. Oh, sorry, mate. That was really funny. Sols.
Anyway, here he is from the show.
Just wrap it up with Stephen now.
Everybody get
on singing. Don't start singing, Stephen.
One, two, three, four. Five will make you get down now.
To be fair, it is their best song. That is Five's best song. Yeah, definitely.
Baby, bring it on. Bring it on now. Everybody get up singing. I actually can get up.
Okay. Well, now we've heard that. That was very good, actually, by the way. Right, so President Stephen Hawking told a joke on the program. This is the setup.
What do Jack the Ripper and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
And the punchline to that will be available later in the podcast somewhere. I don't know where it goes.
It'll be wedged somewhere secret this week.
Okay, how exciting.
Is it at the end?
Yeah. No, it'll be different.
Okay. Shall we just... how's your face, Ronnie?
It really hurts.
Okay, just listen to the podcast. You won't crack a smile. Here it is. John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X. Yes, good morning. It's Weekend Breakfast. I am John Holmes. It is the John Holmes Show, funnily enough. Radio marked X. Imagine if Jeremy Corbyn personally removed the warheads from Trident and strapped them to this programme and then launched it from your radio as opposed to from a submarine. If he had taken that fissile material out of the missiles and then sellotaped it all to a national radio breakfast show, then that is the implausible and frankly ludicrous scenario that I'm just putting out there. Radio X. John Holmes. Good morning, it is Radio X, and that was Rossathon, who claims to have back-timed this to perfection. Already we've gone over.
So you did this last time, yeah. Where there's just a fade-out on the song, but the song actually finished 7 seconds ago.
Not really, just finished there, didn't it?
30-10.
That's my favourite bit of that song as well.
Everyone's favourite bit of that song.
But on the system, it's bang on.
Regular listeners will know that Ross's back timing has become the stuff of legend in that every week, this time in the morning, when no one's listening apart from Ross, then he back times just for himself, really, and us, but gets it wrong all the time.
I get great interaction.
Do you send yourself texts overnight?
I do.
And put all the names on them. Oh, Lisa sent a text. She loves the show.
It's
from my number.
Oh, oh, Becky's making eggs. If you've heard that one before.
No one makes eggs in.
Oh, I'm
Ross. It's a Saturday morning.
I'm Ross. Ross, hi. Hi, Ross. Ross here. Well, I love it when you wear those sinister gloves that look like you're about to do a groping. I like those.
I'm taking them off.
I noticed. Yeah, you've got really sinister gloves. Anyway, it's Radio X. It is week. He has, hasn't he? Yeah. Very dark gloves.
Yeah. No. Leave me alone.
Okay, fine. It's Radio X.
Wow. No. Oh, man, you have no idea.
Do you want to explain what's going on?
No.
Come on.
I want to leave.
What's going on, Ross? What's going on? What Guan, Ross?
Why Guan?
Is this John?
Oh my God! This is the yeah? stuff of nightmares.
Go on.
This is a song that I had.
That I had.
With a rapper.
Buzzing, Ross. Buzzing, we are.
Wait for the drop.
You must be buzzing.
Yeah. I can't deny that. That
we actually like this. This
yeah,
is a big
is
track.
It?
When did
that
you make
sick.
When did you make this song, Ross?
December 2012. Not even that long
it's
ago.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I like it.
It was annoyingly good when
what
we listened
you, what
to
are you
it.
Called?
Well, we were called Northern Pioneers. We don't do music anymore.
Well,
has he radio now?
Or then?
I don't believe this.
Do you get PRS for this?
I will do, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm not explaining all this. Right, good. That was Ross's band. That's almost an early 20-second showcase there for those that have just tuned in.
Oh, God.
You're going to go home with that ringing in your ears, Ross.
My branding. Rossi's out the window. Everything's just gone.
You're just a Northern Pioneer to us now.
Credibility.
A Northern Pioneer with sinister gloves.
Now you must be buzzing.
It's fading out. See, you're used to fading out, but why don't you do it right round here?
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
And on breakfast this morning, we are giving away some poppers. Now, if you'd like poppers, all you have to do, if you'd like some poppers, is be a Conservative MP called Crispin Blunt. Stand up in Parliament, mention that you like poppers, get in quick before they're outlawed under the Psychoactive Substances Bill in April. If that's you, simply text the word poppers to Radio X Popper Offer, the Radio London. What we'll do is take some of Cornelius' stash and pour it in an envelope for you. And then, when it arrives, just open that and suck it down. Oh, don't get it confused with our polonium offer, though, obviously.
John Holmes.
That's not good.
Radio X.
It didn't work out so well for that Russian chap, did it? Although, to be fair, they've blamed that on Vladimir Putin now, so technically we got away with it.
John Holmes. Radio X.
The haters gonna hate. So, good morning. It's Radio X. If you've just joined us, it's Weekend Breakfast. I am John Holmes, and this is the point of the programme where we take the haters and trolls' texts and tweets. We don't discard them like all of the other programmes do that get them. Instead, we embrace that world by sending the paid intern, Con, hither to a lift somewhere in the Radio X building. We do share a building with other radio stations. Capital Extra, Capital Heart, LBC, Classic, Smooth. And there are many lifts around the building, all playing out all of those radio stations. None play Radio X. Weird. And what we like to do is get paid intern Con, who is at the end of this radio mic. Hello, Con.
Hello.
There he is. We get him in a lift, in one of those lifts, and reads out the haters' texts and tweets that we've had during the week as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we like to call condescending. So, Con, which lift have you chosen this morning?
Well, I'm still waiting on, unbelievably, G-Lift 3.
G-Lift?
But I'm currently just in the Smooth radio office where
Smooth.
No one's around.
What happens in there?
Well, no, nothing at the moment.
Is there anything good? Any good freebies?
No. There's a little memorable sort of bottle of Coca-Cola on a desk here.
Oh, that's.
Oh, there's some IRN news awards for entertainment.
Worth nicking.
Yeah, have that. We'll put on eBay that.
Who does breakfast on Smooth? What's his name?
Andrew Castle.
That's right. Go and get the poppers out of his desk. So, has the lift arrived yet? Because this is now rapidly going...
It's unbelievably. I think someone's holding it at number six.
Right, this is going well, isn't it?
Should I just do it on the stairs?
Do it while you're walking down the stairs for a change, then. Yeah, that's fine. I don't even need the elevator music, do I now?
Have you got some stairs music?
No, I'm just going to do that. I can't believe the lift hasn't arrived. We should have planned that better.
Well, I could investigate, but I won't.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, so someone has said... I wouldn't call this a radio show, more a crime against humanity. The longest someone has held their breath underwater is 22 minutes. You think that's impressive? John Holmes' show has managed to stay on air for 4 months. That's from Katie on the text. Darren tweeted, "This show reminds me of baked beans, because I hate baked beans."
Are you walking down the stairs still?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you run a bit faster down the stairs?
Yeah, we can't just jog it down.
Yeah, jog.
Can you hear that?
Go on. Faster than that.
I've run out of stairs. I'm on floor two. I'm
just you've got to turn around and go back up then.
Well, no, but then I have to. I've found some more stairs.
I mean,
right. I'm going to be in the reception
in
a second.
Floor two. That's at least two more floors of stairs.
I'm in the reception now.
Okay. Keep walking downstairs out into Leicester Square.
Yeah, go on.
Hi, Gary. You right? We're on. So don't swear.
that's Gary on reception.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Where are you now?
I'm just walking, you know, the spiral stairs.
Yeah, spiral stairs that go down to the main section.
Walk outside, I want to see you.
Come on, keep going. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep reading.
I can't decide what's more infuriating between you and the Chicken Madras advert. right, I can see three more steps outside. Hopefully that you stay with me. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, still here, yeah.
Right, you'll be able to see me outside the window, hopefully.
Yeah, I can see you now, yeah.
Right, there's some stairs right over there.
Yeah. he's actually out in the middle of Leicester Square, running.
Okay. Are we ready? I've got two steps.
Who's that person next to you?
I don't know.
Ask her a name.
Excuse me, what's your name? Gil.
Ask her to read out the final haters thing.
We're on the radio. Do you mind reading out a hateful tweet we got into the message for us?
This is risky.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's fine. She hasn't got her glasses, but she's very nice.
Can't wait. I can see you, mate. Turn a little bit left.
Yeah.
A little bit more left.
Yeah.
All right, now, stop walking. You're technically going south, so you're still descending.
Okay. Cool.
Thank God you got the feature back on track.
Finally.
Yes.
We finish with Weekend Breakfast on Radio X is the audio equivalent of getting a paper cut to the scrotum from my divorce papers. Why am I outside?
That was the weirdest condescending ever.
Gary, lock the door. Lock the door.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
And as America suffers under an onslaught of a potentially damaging problem, I guess, that threatens to cripple the country and bring parts of it to a standstill. And this is the news that Donald Trump could genuinely win the Republican nomination, which I cleverly likened to the snowfall on the East Coast there in a satirical way.
What?
Hashtag Trumpmageddon. And the coverage continues to blanket the media. So we now plough our way into your Sunday morning with all the nuanced practice of that polonium entering a Russian spy system in the lobby of a London hotel.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
So earlier, if you were listening earlier, which you weren't because it was too early, but we were here talking more or less to ourselves. Just like...
It was a bit where you didn't listen earlier, to be fair.
To be fair, I didn't listen to myself. You're absolutely right. That actually happened about half an hour ago. Yeah. Don't know what happened. But before that, there's a man does an overnight shift here, like a sort of like shift worker in many ways. I don't know whether he just sort of does packing or something, you know, like overnight, like in a factory, I don't know what he does. But his name is Ross. He's called Ross. And if you listen overnight, if you're an insomniac, you know, or a murderer on the way home after working, then you're probably aware of the work of
Ross Saunders, who...
that's not even his name. Like one big family here at Radio X.
His name's Ross Rossathon. And the funny thing about it is he calls himself...
Don't look at any computer screens or pieces of paper. And no, don't look at the screen.
What?
And tell me what his surname actually is.
I know his surname. I know his surname. Ross Rossathon. That's his surname. That's his surname, isn't it? Because otherwise, why would he refer to himself all the time in the third person as the Rossathon, which is what he does? Rossathon.
Audacious to give yourself a definite article, isn't it?
Well, he did. I mean, that's what he did. He genuinely said on the radio. In fact, we had the clip. I don't know what I've done with it now. But we then had a clip where he said something about, I am, you're tuned to the Rossathon or something like that, because he has to do 5 hours overnight. But then he increasingly changes his name, changes his Twitter handle like the wind, doesn't he?
Like Prince.
Yeah, like that. Does Prince change his Twitter handle?
Oh, I just meant his name.
Oh,
but
fine, sure. Like Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
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 Puff Rossi. That's what I'm going to call him. P. Rossi. Prossy. Prozzy. I'm going to call him Prozzy.
I'm going to write all these down and we can tell him next
I
tomorrow.
Think, here's what we're going to do this morning, right? So we're going to help Ross out, right? We're going to help him out because he's on in the middle of the night and no one listens to that either, right? So we're going to help him out with a new name because he's quite keen, it seems to me, Ross. His name Ross Rossathon, on coming up with new names for himself. So I thought on the text this morning, I'm going to open this out to you, my friend. We can help him, okay? And we can tweet him. Why don't we tweet him? With all of these names. That's a good idea. What's his new Twitter thing?
It's at Rossi, isn't it?
It's just that, at Rossi.
R-O-S-S-Y.
There you go, at Rossi. So if you want to tweet him, we are going to come up with new names for Ross Rossathon this morning, who does own him. Tyrannosaur Ross Rex, I thought would be.
I see.
That's where I'm going.
I see what's happened here.
Russell Kicks. This is good. He can adopt one of these and just from henceforth. Lethal Rossel. Cornelius, very good, yeah. Anyone else want to throw one in?
The Rosselcopter.
Yes, good.
Noughts and Rosses.
Noughts and Rosses.
It's good.
Killing me Rossly.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
So David Mitchell. David Mitchell's on everything. David Mitchell's on everything all the time. David Mitchell, isn't he? There's a new panel game starting, which is all about David Mitchell. We got a preview of it. Starts next week on BBC One.
Good evening. I'm David Mitchell, and welcome to the panel game about David Mitchell. So let's meet tonight's guests. Please welcome David Mitchell. David Mitchell. David Mitchell. And David Mitchell. And we start with the bigger stories of the week. Who am I? David Mitchell. David Mitchell. That's absolutely right, yes. Time now for the missing words round. What? Not necessarily a good idea. Mitchell. No, but you're half right. I was going to say David Mitchell. Someone please kill me.
Radio X. John Holmes.
For it is Toddler Pops on Radio X. A tune will be played, you have to identify it. 83936, hashtag Toddler Pops. And of course it's played by a child. Here she is. Good morning, hello Maisie.
Hello, John.
Are you alright? You seem angry this morning.
I'm livid, John.
Okay, why?
Once again, six-year-old children have been snubbed at the Oscars.
Snubbed at the Oscars?
Where are our nominations? It's racist.
Well, no, it's not. It's perhaps because no six-year-old children, like, were in films that were in any way deemed Oscar-worthy. That's probably the...
Rubbish! I was in one.
What?
It was called Slide. And in it, I went down the slide. My granddad filmed it, right. Although he did hold his phone the wrong way up, what was quite silly.
Yeah, of course he did. It's
Hashtag Oscars so adult. It's pure discrimination. Also,
yes?
What about that bear that attacks Leonardo DiCaprio in that film?
What?
Why wasn't that nominated? It's bearish. rubbish, John. Right. I think it's because it was brown.
No, it probably wasn't.
Hashtag Oscars so not bear.
Right, should we play the...
I'm calling for an Oscar boycott!
Who's Oscar boycott?
A boy in my school class. Ironically, he's black.
Can we,
Darn right.
Right, what was that? Identify the tune.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Thousands of entries for Toddler Pops this morning. Who on earth got it right, producer Dave? Who got it right?
Quite a lot of people. Do you want all of them?
Yeah!
Joanne, Nicole, Karen.
Yes.
Nan.
Good.
Jeffrey.
Yes.
Blair.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Elijah.
Yes.
Hugh. Elaine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Edith.
Yes.
Chad.
Yes.
Yes, Chad.
Yes.
Rachel.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Andrea.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Natasha.
Yes.
Olivia.
Yes.
Oscar.
Yes.
Joanne.
Yes.
Michelle.
Yes.
This is okay, isn't it? Ray.
It's great radio, yes.
Yeah, it is quite good,
Cornelius,
isn't it?
Cornelius.
No.
I got it right.
Yeah, you did get
you?
It right.
That's yeah,
just,
yeah.
She haven't texted us on this phone of 839.
I'll text you now.
839-36.
Hang on. Cornelius is just going to try and...
I've got some here as well. They got it right. Yeah. Lucy got it right. Yeah. Ian in Camfield, he got it right. Who else have we got?
Nikki.
Yeah.
Katrina.
Keep going.
Ed.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah.
And Ed, Ann and Eddie, yeah. Weirdly. Yeah. Lauren.
Lisa from Cudrow.
I'm not sure yours are real, John.
What are you talking about? Go on.
There you go, I've sent it.
Oh, God, I just had a text from a Cornelius Mendes.
What a great
oddly,
name.
Oddly, got it wrong, look.
Yeah. Weird. He spelt it wrong.
Shall we find out what the answer was?
Yeah.
Let's find out what tune was being played on the toy xylophone by now 6-year-old Maisie.
That was Ebony and Ivory. Hashtag Ebony and Ivory, not racist.
Certainly isn't racist. And Ivory. So there it was. Live together in perfect. Ah, do you know what should happen at the Oscars, right? They should all go on stage together, all of them. Black, white, rich, poor. We'll cut prices at a score. What?
Just rich, it's the Oscars.
Good point. Rich, black, or what? Rich, white people should go on stage at the Oscars and just sing that song and make the world a better place.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
And many more names... Ross Overnights, to give him his actual... You said I didn't know his name. Ross Overnights. Lloyd's in Leon C, names for the overnight presenter, Ross, who calls himself the Rossathon. So we're just helping him out with some more this morning. Lloyd's in Leon C with Rost in Translation, rather like that. Rostafarian, as I say, from Liam in Stoke. Emily, Emily's in Exeter with Rossages and Mash. That would sound good. You're listening to Radio X. Rossages...
Because it's a Rat-a-day.
A Ross-a-day.
What?
Rat-a-day.
Weird.
I mean, that's a catchphrase that's really taken a new turn, isn't it?
Rossages and Mash. Hi, you're listening to Radio X Overnight with me, Rossages and Mash.
You get a little sidekick puppet called Mash.
Called Mash. Yeah.
A puppet.
It'd have to be a badger like that one from Bodger Bonter. And Badger. He likes Mash, didn't he?
Yeah.
Bodger and Badger. He did. I once worked with Bodger and Badger. True story for another time. For another time. He was evil.
My favourite one's just come in.
Go on.
You know, I really like it when it just... I mean, I don't want to pass judgment on this one at all, but Ross Fish and the Bottlemen. Someone's just texted.
Ah, he's good. Doesn't mean anything, doesn't make any sense. But I like that of Ross referring to himself in the third person as... you listen to Radio X with me, Ross Fish and the Bottlemen overnight. You'd have to get loads of puppets that would bottle bottles, talking bottles.
So the idea he does it after every song. That's nothing but Ross.
That's the stereo Rossics. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Ross.
Ross Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
David Rossi.
Yeah. That's inappropriate. He died.
Oh, yeah, sorry, everyone.
It's Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
So, good morning then. It is Radio X, and to commemorate David Bowie's death. Now, Radio X has, of course, been playing a David Bowie track almost every 30 seconds since he died, often back to back and occasionally at the same time. It's what he would have wanted.
But from Monday, we are upping the ante with our Bowie-related events. On Monday morning, then, from Monday, Chris Moyles on Breakfast will be releasing 10 diamond dogs. Now, these dogs, they're Doberman Pinschers that the star, that Chris Moyles, the star of Dale's Celebrity Supermarket Sweep, has painstakingly glued diamonds to. 10 Doberman Pinschers with diamonds glued to them by Chris Moyles. Well, no, actually, he hasn't done that, obviously. He's got one of his producers to do it, but... And they're not even diamonds. They're actually cheap copies from one of those Swarovski shops. But they'll be glued to live dogs, and those live dogs will be released around the country, somewhere in the country. If you are able to catch one in a net or... just on a lead, and then bring it to the Radio X building here in Leicester Square in London. Bring the dog to reception and ask for Chris Moyles. You could win a prize. And then later, in drive time, Johnny Vaughan will announce the whereabouts of 100 Mars bars that have been hidden in newsagents up and down the land that Radio X has put spiders in. If you find one... you'll win a VIP tour of a Bowie tribute act. So the diamond dogs and spiders in Mars bar, all on Radio X next week.
John Holmes, Radio X.
Radio X.
And if you've just joined us, hello, because we are helping a fellow presenter who is in need. It's the right thing to do. Yes, Jo Brand might well be walking 150 miles for whatever reason she's walking 150 miles for. Is it sport relief or something? I don't know. All those I get confused with the reliefs. Comic, sport, hand. I get... get mixed up. Which is embarrassing sometimes.
Can't get sponsored for all of them.
No. Believe me, I've tried. we're helping out a fellow presenter. Let's call it Ross Relief. Let's call it that. Because what's happened is...
Red Ross.
What?
Red Ross.
Red Ross. Yeah. What's happened is that Ross, who is on Radio X overnights at the weekend... that's his name as well, Ross Overnights. Has decided that, genuinely, he'll refer to himself in the third person as the Rossathon. And we think that's all very well, but we're helping him out with other names that he could perhaps use for himself this morning. With your help, thank you very much. Justin's in Bournemouth with a very good Rostin Powers, he could call himself. He listens to Radio X Overnight to the weekend with me, Rostin Powers. The Rossi Horror Show, someone sent in anonymously, but we like that, thank you. The Verossal Rapper. But then Andy's actually put instead of Velociraptor. I got it, Andy. this is good from the real Ian M on Twitter. He writes this: the Phantom of the Rospra. Oh, Rostradamus. Good.
Yeah.
Diplodoros.
What?
He's gone dinosaur. Diplodorus.
Instead of what?
Diplodocus. Diplodocus.
Yeah, I mean,
Stegosaurus. Yes.
Yeah, that's better.
We got any more there? Got any there? Got any there? Got any there? Got any there?
Got any there?
Got any there? Ginger producer Dave.
My favourite ones are the ones that just don't make any sense.
Yes.
Ross Enders.
The mining ship Rostromo. Yes. Nice reference to the 1979 film Alien there.
Good classical music reference come in. Rostakovich.
Very good.
Tom's coming with the recently recovered Rostaron Concordia.
I'd love it if Ross started referring to himself as that. Hi, you're listening to me. The recently recovered Roster Concordia. Overnights on Radio X. Doug Ross from ER. That's just enough to change that one much.
They're just words, aren't they?
They are words now. Alexander Rosvinenko has just gone. 83936 at Radio X to help out Ross this morning. If you... Roscoe P. Coltrane. Hmm? Yeah?
What?
Yeah? Roscoe P. Coltrane.
I don't get that.
No, I know you wouldn't. Well, you know the programme BJ and the Bear? Where there was BJ McKay.
Stop talking.
And his best friend Bear. Do you remember that?
The chimpanzee.
Yeah, it wasn't a bear. That was the funny thing about it. Yeah. It wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee called Bear. And he was called BJ, which is inappropriate at best.
BJ and the Ross.
No, doesn't work. BJ McKay and his best friend Bear was a programme in the early 80s on Saturday Tea Time, as was a programme with Roscoe P. Coltrane. And that programme was The Dukes of Hazzard. You don't remember it, do you?
No, obviously not.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Ah, wee Willy Winky ran through the town, upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown. And that's why there's now a leaked report into his activities regarding his behaviour during his time in nursery land. I think I'm right in saying that both Little Boy Blue and Humpty Dumpty both reported Wee Willy Winky for rapping at the window and crying at the lock, dressed in his nightgown, Wee Willy Winky. But they both reported him. But it failed to go up the management chain, and it was only when he touched Little Miss Muffet's tuffet that the police became involved. All part of Operation Beanstalk, of course.
Radio X. John Holmes.
It's Radio X. Good morning to you. And it's just coming up to a time. And this is a man's chance to win some meat. Apt this morning, I think, because we are playing a game of banned or infantile euphemism. Very quickly, ask me why.
Why?
Because of two words, Dave. Two words I say to you. And I say them now. The words are these: mutton flaps. That's okay. What I say to you.
Yep. That's all I need to know, really.
Mutton flaps were in the news this week because the people of Tonga, which is a place, not an instruction, are fat,
like
Dave.
Fourth time you've made that joke this morning.
Yes. I've been doing it all week, if I'm really honest with you. Are fat because they eat mutton flaps, and mutton flaps are cuts of meat taken from sheep that are very cheap. Sort of thing you get in kebabs, actually.
Cheap.
Yes. They are mutton flaps, and that's what the people of Tonga eat as a snack all the time. Yep. They are very fat, yep. Very calorific. Yep. That is why. But the words mutton flaps have been making me laugh all week, so we're going to play banned or infantile euphemism to win some meat. But it's not mutton, it's beef, chicken or lamb. On the phone in order to try and win it is a man. His name is John. Good morning, a man, John.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, good, fine, thanks, yeah. So, are you a fan of mutton flaps, John?
I can't say I've tried them before.
Okay. It's not even going to be your chance to try them this morning, John, because we're not giving mutton flaps away. Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir. We are giving you the choice of beef, chicken and lamb. That is what we do on Radio X on the weekends. Chris Moyles, John, Chris Moyles gave away a car this week.
No, no.
Yeah. You didn't win it, did you?
No.
No.
Did you get put through to this show because you didn't win the car?
That's how it works. Yeah. Chris Evans, Chris Moyles, oops, gave away a car, right? And he's got a budget for that, and we're giving away like a chicken. Chris Moyles, I don't think it cost him very much because he probably got it off his second-hand car lot that he had. We're going to play a game of banned or infantile euphemism. John, what do you do? Where are you from?
I'm from Marlow in Buckinghamshire, and I work in a brewery.
You work in a brewery. Okay.
Marlow, that's nice, isn't it?
Interesting. Marlow, yeah. In a brewery. Right.
Is it the Rebellion Brewery?
It is.
Ah! Boom, boom, boom. Strong brewery knowledge from Great. Producer Dave there.
They used to do all you can drink beer for £10 on a Tuesday. Do they still do that?
It's £12.50 now.
What?
I'm afraid.
What? A stitch. But to be fair to John and the brewery, they have managed to organise one, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite literally. Anyway, enough of this hilaire bants, because it's time to play banned or infantile euphemism. Here we go. It is John versus paid intern Cornelius.
Yes.
And producer Dave will be keeping the scores.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. It's John, Cornelius, alphabetical order, of course. John first. Dirty pillows. Dirty pillows. Banned or euphemism?
I think that sounds like a band.
It's a euphemism.
I'm not going to tell you what any of these are for, by the way. You have to use your own skill and judgment. Okay. Just to, yeah. Hairy canary. Is that a band or a euphemism?
Euphemism.
No, it's a band. John, band or euphemism? Plowman's Lunch.
Euphemism.
Yes. Spock's Beard.
Band.
Yes.
Yes.
Tummy Banana.
Oh. Euphemism.
Yes. Badfinger.
Band.
Yes. Of course. John, band or euphemism? Bald man in a boat.
I've definitely heard bald man in a boat. The meaning a band, sorry.
Yeah. It's a euphemism. Comrade Wobbly.
Yeah. Comrade. Band.
It's a euphemism. John, Kojak's roll neck.
Euphemism.
Yes.
Oh.
And finally, band or euphemism, Mick Hucknall.
Band.
Well, both. Yeah. So that is the end of band or infantile euphemism. Producer Dave, heaven forfend, what are the scores?
Cornelius has 3 points.
Yes.
John has 3 points.
Yes.
Which means John's the winner.
Congratulations, John! Yay! You didn't choose what meat you wanted. You want beef, chicken or lamb?
Lamb, please.
It's yours. We'll throw in some mutton flaps. That is John from Marlow. That's band or euphemism. This is Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
I think Ross is going to be very pleased with all of these names. I mean, we can just present him with a list now that you, my friend, have chosen. These names you've chosen for him. And he can just choose. He can have a different one for every day of the year. Dan is in Leeds. He suggests overnight DJ Ross, who refers to himself as the Rothathon, should change it to Rossnado. It's Radio X Overnight. You're listening to me, Rossnado. Ross Royce. Hang on a minute. Wait a minute.
Ronnie's outside with a cup of tea, and she can't open the door, so I'm going to walk over here and open it, because I can't.
She can just wait until the link's finished.
Well, I wanted a cup of tea. So I thought I'd go and
get my tea. She hasn't. Haven't you got a pass for the door?
Yeah, but I'm carrying 4 drinks.
Okay, fine. So, what else has come in? Rossimodo.
That's good.
Rossington World of Adventures.
Rossington World of Adventures. You're listening to Radio X in the middle of the night, or rather you're not. With me, Rossington World of Adventures. Russell Crowe has come in there. I rather like this from Gavin. Good morning, Gavin. Jurassic Park, the Rossed World. He just should start using this. Tori A. Ross.
There it is.
Yeah!
Oh, it's like the old days, which means nothing to anyone who didn't used to listen to XFM. Anyway, I like this, and this is a good question. Ross on why? Ross on why? Ross on why? It's a place, Cornelius.
Okay. Is Ross on?
Why? Exactly. You see?
It's a good two-header.
It works, but only if you've heard of the place Ross on Wye, which you haven't done.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. What else do we have? We've got any more there? Of course, come on, let's rattle through.
George Rossbourne has come in.
Good. Findus Crispy Ross Cakes. I'm rather liking.
Hot Ross Buns.
Hot Ross... Benito Rossellini has just come in. Thank you for that. Utter Ross Pot.
Ross on, Ross off?
No one wants that. Ross on, Ross off. Oh, that's what people do when they tune in. It's Ross on. Oh, Ross off.
It's Ross on. Why? Ross off.
Oh, just Ross off.
Jamie in Norwich, the Ross of Khan.
I think
think we're going to feel the wrath of Ross after this, if I'm brutally honest. Ross from Friends, someone's just sent it. He should just call himself that.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
So, if you were listening last week, you will know of brand new Sunday morning feature for Radio X Weekend Breakfast. And it struck me that something needs updating. That's something, there's something I'm talking about is the ancient Hindu text that is the Kama Sutra. Now, it, you know, you might be familiar with its oeuvre. You might not, but essentially it's full of experimental positions for the lady and the gentleman, or perhaps even the gentleman and the gentleman, or the lady and the lady, to discover. In the drawings, it's mostly a lady and a gentleman, let's be honest. However, it was written hundreds and 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 hundreds of years ago.
That many?
Yeah.
I love that tune.
A bit like Ross Buchanan's debut single. There's a joke that won't make any sense if you weren't listening at this time yesterday. Anyway! So, the Kama Sutra needs updating. That's what we've decided. And you know what? There are lots of words and phrases in this world that could be deployed in a modern-day version of the Kama Sutra. Trivial phrases that are used for one thing, but could easily be used elsewhere. We're calling this Trivial Pursutra. And it's where you help us create a modern-day Kama Sutra with the names of various positions. We don't need to be specific about what they are. The names alone will suffice. Last week, it was buildings. So, for instance, you know, maybe you listened to the show and then afterwards thought, oh, I'm going to try the above the Trocadero. Maybe you took someone up the Skylon. I don't know.
Take them around the bull ring.
Yep. Backstage at Her Majesty's Theatre. These are all ones that came in last week. So it was buildings last week. This morning, it is going to be food. Food. Food phrases for the modern Kama Sutra.
Hey, John.
Yes, producer Dave.
Could I have an example, please?
Well, I'm glad you asked me. For I was thinking about, and I'll be honest, I often think about a full English. Whereas I know you prefer a continental breakfast.
Mm.
Yeah.
Delivered to my room.
Yes. I'm quite partial to the all-you-can-eat buffet. 83936 at Radio X. This morning's Trivial Pursutra is food. Do you have one there, paid in turn, Cornelius?
I'm just more traditional.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just like a toad in the hole.
Right, then. What did you say you had last night, Ronnie?
Genuinely, though, I had a shepherd's pie.
Righto. That shepherd can't walk this morning.
John Holmes. Radio X.
They both have the same middle name.
And yes, 2 weeks ago then, we launched our brand new quiz for a Saturday morning. Holly, out of Off of the News, played first. She won some points. Last week, Dave Berry, out of Off of Capital Breakfast, had a crack at it. He also won some points. Won some points in what, I hear you ask? The answer to that, my friend, is that they won some points in a game of Vernon Kmaster. So rubbish. So rubbish. Right then, it is Vernon Kmaster. This is where persons of radio note are invited to test their knowledge of Radio X's mid-morning presenteress, Vernon Kay.
Love it.
This morning, we welcome into the Radio X studio, from not too far away, just across the corridor, from Capital Extra Studio, it's Jigs off of Capital Extra. Hello.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing? You all right?
How the hell are you?
Very well. I've got to say, it's the first time in all of my years on radio that I've had the verb in my headphones.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Okay.
It feels good.
How long have you been in radio, Jigs?
Do you know what? You wouldn't believe this, but about 26 years. Actually, you will believe this.
26
years? About 26 years, yeah.
And so you don't look a day over 27.
Do you know what? Do you know Facebook, they've got this new app where you put your picture in and they tell you how old you are?
Right.
It came up with 77 for
77
me.
Years old and still going strong on Capital Extra.
There you go.
What happens on Capital Extra on a Saturday morning? I mean, I understand you do have the perfect mix of old school classics.
Well, basically, that's exactly what it is. I play music from the 70s, no, but actually the 80s, 90s, and the early noughties.
Right, not the 70s. What have you got against the 70s?
I'm just not really 77. You know
what? Well, this is what's going to happen, Jigs.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play a tune, then we're going to come back, and we're going to have three questions testing your knowledge of Vernon Kay.
Who is Vernon Kay, by the way?
Okay, it's got a good start. It's a good start. That's answered my next question. So that will be next. Jigs off of Capital Extra, having a go. But Vernon Kay.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X.
And you're listening to Radio X. Home of the modern day Kama Sutra. That's what they're saying. Trivial Pursuit this morning is a modern Kama Sutra based this morning on the... It's a chapter of foodstuffs. Foodstuffs. Alpha's in Rochester. Quite partial to a battered sausage. What are you partial to? Let us know. I might try sloppy Giuseppe.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Right, so it's time for our weekend email from our boss, Chris, who sends on a Friday, seemingly random times. Last week, it came in at about 10 to 11 in the night.
Oh, yeah, what time was it this week?
17:03 Friday.
Ah, end of the working day.
From Chris Bourne.
Yeah.
Boss of Radio X. We like to read out what he writes and what his instructions for the weekend presenters. Yeah. That's what it is. Hi all, he writes.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Looking forward to the weekend. I'd like you to give some extra love to the War Child gigs. Live read will be on Evernote, which is a thing. And I've done that because I did that a minute ago.
Yeah, so very well, too.
Box ticked.
Well anyway. Executed. Okay. Very good. Well done, everyone.
It's a good time to ask for a pay rise, I think.
Right now. This isn't technically a meeting, but...
Yeah.
No.
Well, if he gives me a pay rise, I'll give some of it to War Child. How's that? And he can't say no to that, can he? No, he can't. No, we can't. Yeah, there you go. See you in the office on Monday, Chris. In addition to this...
Your move.
Your move, boss. Oh, think of the children, Chris. In addition to this, I'd like some extra attention for our Sunday offerings, he writes. Please bring our plethora... Good use of plethora. I don't think he knows what it means, but he's written... Please bring our plethora of shows to life.
Okay, well, that's gone dead, hasn't it?
Yes. Well, no. I'm gonna.
Are you bringing them to life?
I'm gonna bring some to life.
Okay.
Which pick one? I'll bring it to life.
I'd like you to Ross
Saunders.
Yep.
From overnight.
Yep.
Ross Rossathon. Cool. Ross does overnights. There.
Ricky Wilson, please.
Ricky Wilson. Does your phone's off the hook? Listen. That phone just made a weird noise.
Can you hear it?
No. Stop. It's stopped now. Anyway, Ricky Wilson. I think Ricky Wilson will be pleased with this. Ricky Wilson! Sundays from
Ricky
10.
Ricky Wilson will be better than what just happened.
Anyone else got to bring to life?
Clint Boone, please.
Clint Boone! Clint Boom, more like!
You haven't done the time.
Brought that to life. What?
You haven't done the time.
It's 20 to 10. What do you mean? Oh, the Clint Boom's
on. Time Clint on.
7.
Correct.
O'clock. Anything else you want me to bring to life?
Jack Saunders.
I haven't got much chance of bringing that to life, if I'm honest.
so much we can do.
Okay, fine. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker, Dave.
Joe Good.
Okay, who?
Joe Good.
Joe Good. She's good. Joe, she's good. Joe Great. She should be called Joe Great. See you off some Monday, Chris, about that raise.
Radio X.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
It's Vernon Kmaster. And playing this morning, we welcome into the studio Jigs out of off of Capital Extra.
That is me.
That is you. And here we go. Dave will be keeping score, producer Dave.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you've got three questions.
Okay, can there I just are... say in advance yes. that I couldn't even get help from Wikipedia in advance.
It won't help you.
No help whatsoever. And also, you said that Dave Berry got some points. Can,
yes.
can we get a figure?
No.
I want to beat him.
It was just some point. Well, okay. Let's see if you get more points.
More than some.
More than some. That's what you're playing for this morning.
All right, let's do it.
Jigs. So, three questions are mostly A, B, and C answers. Here we go.
Right.
Question number one.
Huh?
Auteur director spy film news now and nominated for 5 awards at this year's racist Oscars is the auteur director spy film Steven Spielberg's new film Bridge of Vernon Kay. It tells the story of a World War II Radio X mid-morning DJ who finds himself presenting his show 70,000 feet above Russia. And his studio is shot down and he's arrested as a spy.
Yeah.
What follows is a gripping tale as Vernon Kay becomes the subject of a Cold War swap on a bridge. One of our DJs for one we don't want anymore. We got Vernon Kay back. And to the Russian state, we handed over that unpleasant one who was subject to a recent report. Who they probably poisoned like they did with Alexander Litvinenko. But Steven Spielberg's Bridge of Vernon Kay isn't the only radio-based auteur's film. Jigs, name the other one. Is it A, Paul Gambaccini's Free Willy? Is it B, Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Nick Grimshaw? Or is it C, Sally Traffic's Snatch, which is a sequel to Guy Ritchie's film of the same name?
I'm as confused about the question as I am about the answer that I'm going to give you.
Yes, go on.
I'm going to go for B.
Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Grimshaw, yep. is the right answer.
Hey, there you go.
Question number two. Radio is up your alley, Jigs, because it's radio based.
Okay,
radio
cool.
invention anniversary news. And this week is nowhere near the anniversary of when Marconi sent his first wireless message. The Italian physicist and BBC Six Music DJ Stuart Marconi famously set up a small transmitting station on the furthest point south of presenter and ITV Family Fortunes host Vernon Kay and amazed detractors by broadcasting sounds right across the Radio X mid-morning DJ's width. Critics had dismissed Stuart Marconi's idea of sending messages across Vernon Kay because of his curvature, but were proved wrong. But of course, there have been other radio-based revelatory discoveries, Jigs. Name the one that's the correct answer to this question. Is it A, the discovery of Radio 2's Jeremy Vine, when he was left overnight in a Petri dish, spores forming on Jeremy Vine were found to be a powerful antibiotic? Was it B, Leonardo da Vinci, the inventor of great afternoon banter? Johnny Vaughan. Leonardo da Vinci. Da Vinci. The inventor of great afternoon banter and cocaine. C.
Are you allowed to say that?
Don't know.
Okay. We'll find out on Monday.
Is it C? Is it C? Humphrey Davy Lee Travis, who invented both the lamp for that greatly improved safety for minors.
Yeah.
And groping. A, B, or C?
I just want to keep it out there because I want to find out what goes on Monday, so I'm going to go for B.
Is the right answer, Leonardo da Vinci? Question number three,
Jigs. I'm doing well.
Question number three is a music question. Have a listen to this music. Of course, yeah, everybody. That was the 1982 smash hit Give It Up by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Here's your unrelated question. This week, scientists have announced the possible discovery of a new planet with a body 10 times the mass of Radio X mid-morning presenter Vernon Kay. Dubbed Planet 9, it appears to orbit the sun once every 20,000 years and travels on a bizarre, elongated path. Name 5 famous paths. Five famous paths, please.
I'm lost. I'm completely lost.
Just paths. Just any old path.
Paths?
Paths. 5 famous paths.
Can I get one for starters, just to let me know what I'm supposed to be doing here?
Yeah.
Can you give me one for starters?
No.
Oh, well, I can't name five.
Oh, I'm going to put a timer on it.
I'm rubbish at that one.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what I got written on the card. Five famous paths. Psycho.
trick questions, thank you.
Socio. A logical liar. Founded in 1910, the notable cinema newsreel company British Athay News. And the author of the poet, the author, poet and wife, sorry, of Ted Hughes, Sylvia Plath.
I think I've done well to get none on that one.
Let's find out, because producer Dave's got the scores. Producer Dave, what are the scores?
Just checking the system.
The system's quite slow, Jigs.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see it doing overtime.
It's quite slow.
Oh, please. Please beat Berry.
Dave Berry got some points, remember?
He got some points, yeah.
Jigs has got...
Yeah.
God! More than some points!
Congratulations, Jigs! Bring it on! Congratulations, Jigs! Jigs has got more than some points! Jigs on Barricade Master, thank you very much!
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X.
However, there's a small matter of the Trivial Pursutra, of course. Trivial Pursutra, phrases from every day that can be redeployed in a modern-day version of the Kama Sutra. Theme today, food. Thank you very much. Tom's in Leon C. He's given up on sending all the other ones in, but he is genuinely going to try a bender in a bun.
Wimpy,
thank you. Pulled pork. A lot of people are suggesting this morning, quite rightly. Graham's in Glastonbury. He's not quite got it because he's put the backward-facing carrot picker, which is an interesting scenario, but not quite what we're... and I certainly don't want to try the chocolate fountain that's been sent in.
Have you seen right? Brendan's one?
No, what does it say?
I think it's sticky date pudding.
Should we move on?
Sticky date pudding. That might be the best one, actually.
Yeah.
that's worth trying in the upstairs bar and downstairs dining area. And then, by the way, after you've... I think just to finish this off,
yes,
as it were, when right at the end, after you've tried a sticky date pudding and a pig in a blanket and so on and so forth, right, I think you have to turn to your loved one.
I know what you're going
to
say.
I think you have to turn to... In the afterglow, right, I think you have to turn to your loved one in the light, the moonlight filtering in through the curtains, just the romantic scene there, the ruffled duvet, the post-coital hair. And you just have to say... Have you ever been to a harvester before?
X. This is Radio X.
Was that what you thought I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say I'm full.
Radio X.
Get into the music.